The school has been a magnet for controversy for months before it opened, sparking a debate about whether Muslims in Italy should be allowed to open a school that teaches children about Islam. Despite the protests, the Naguib Mahfouz School opened Monday without the needed authorization from the regional government. About 130 mainly Egyptian children enrolled. Sponsored by the Egyptian consulate, the initiative aims to offer a bilingual education, including 2 hours study of the Quran a week. The school's directors say they want to promote integration.
Questa scuola è nata da un gruppo assolutamente misto di italiani.
The school's director, Lidia Cerboni, says the initiative was the idea of a mixed group of Italians and Egyptians who wanted a different educational experience, but one that is completely integrated in the neighborhood. When the school was closed, parents said they could not understand why there was so much controversy over the opening of the school. Italian authorities say the school was ordered closed because it lacked the required security standards to guarantee the safety of children and teachers. Otman Mahmoud is an Egyptian businessman who lives in Italy and has 3 children enrolled in the school.
Ho un diritto di fare una scuola derivata, come tante famiglie italiane hanno una scuola derivata, come tante scuole.
He says they should have the right to a private school, just like Italians and other foreigners. He does not understand why Arabs and Egyptians cannot have a school, just like Italians have in Egypt or in America.
E questa scuola non è islamica, non è coranica, ma scuola laica.
Mahmoud makes clear the school is not Islamic or based on the Quran, but 100% secular. But opponents say there is no need for Muslim children to have a separate school and insist there will be greater integration if they attend Italian state schools. Authorities have not said when the school might be allowed to reopen. Sabina Castelfranco, VOA News, Rome.